Blog Talk Radio.
The myth is that storms have to do with punishment, that they are God's response to sin or his disappointment in us as his children. May I suggest that it is actually the opposite. It is the confirmation that we are flowers the Father has planted and he desires to grow. And no matter how painful or inconvenient, it is necessary for the flower's beauty. Here's a collection of songs from the last 10 years that have been my testimony to the beautiful struggle of necessary storms in my life. Listen. And don't be afraid to grow.
Yeah.
after all the wrong you've done, but oh,
you'll
pay some pain away. I dare you get down.
One of the things I want you to be mindful of and remember, everybody in here at some point in your life, you're going to have some challenges. Saved, unsaved, filled with the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter. You're going to have some challenges. But there's an old Pentecostal song that says there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this old way. But the reason you don't have to worry about your challenges and your storm is because if your soul is anchored in Jesus, have I got one witness in the house? If your soul is anchored, you're going to be all right. Hit somebody and say, you're going to be all right. As long as your soul is anchored in Jesus. Come on. Put your hands together, everybody. If you know it, join in with us and sing it. It's going to bless you. It's going to lift your spirit as long as you're anchored.
Come on.
There's a storm out, old life's ocean,
songs and for your patience tonight. And we had some technical difficulties, but we praise God. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and I would like to welcome you to the Heartbeat of God. We bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. We do have a special guest tonight, and his name is Prophet Wayne Loveless, and he is originally from New York City in Westchester County. He currently lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he is the founder of Loveless Ministries. Prophet Wayne received Jesus as his Lord and Savior in 1986. He has served under the late Bishop Mack Tim Timberlake and Bishop Frank Summerfield. Prophet Wayne flows in a heavy prophetic and healing anointing. He is married to the lovely anointed Angela Loveless, and together they have two children, Prosperous Faith Loveless and Wayne Edward Loveless Jr. The topic for this evening is Speak to the Storms, and his foundational scripture will be found in Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 23 to 27. And at this time, I would like to present to some and introduce to other Prophet Wayne Loveless. God bless you.
God bless you, saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Can you all hear me out there? Glory to God. Because of Oshunda. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, once again, a time to gather and a time to give you glory. We thank you, for you alone are worthy. There's none like you. Your love is true, so sweet and pure. You're the one that we adore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I plead the blood of Jesus over the people. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Hallelujah, for we can do nothing without you. Just as Jesus could not do anything without the Father, we cannot do anything without you, for you are the Comforter. You are the wonderful third person of the Godhead. Saturate us. We desire your sweet communion this day. Hallelujah. Help us to pray. I decree miracles even right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God.
And I had several topics that, you know, I could have spoke about, but this one stood out. Speaking to your storms. Amen. It's very important because sometimes we're speaking about the storm a lot of times. Amen. Or we're doing some speaking and we're not speaking enough, or we don't have no power when we speak. So I'm going to go to Matthew 8, the 23rd verse, and I'm going to read from 23, Matthew 23:8-27. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said to them, why are you so fearful, O of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him? Lord God. So we see here that Jesus was in the midst of a perilous and dangerous situation. Amen. But it wasn't dangerous for him because he was resting in the Father. Amen. And when you rest in the Father, glory to God, you don't pay attention to danger. It's not even God to take the devil out the devil. He'll take the sting out of the bite. Come on, somebody. Because glory to God is because you can sleep in the midst of problems. Amen. Amen. When you're close to God, amen, then you don't even really see the problem. You see it, amen, but you don't see the magnitude of it, amen. Your problems and your storms are small in comparison to God. So Jesus was on the boat sleeping because he fellowshiped with the Father a great way before the sun came up, and sometimes he prayed all night. And David in Psalm 119, 165 says, princes have persecuted me without a cause. That says important people, people that can turn your lights out, people that can get you fired, people, of course, know what I'm informed against us, people that got some power. But I'm in the presence of God. Amen. It got a princess that person me by the cause, but thy servant standeth in awe of thy words. Come on, somebody. But then it says somewhere else in Psalm 119, go to God that ikara the boshandari, because of thy words, go to God. Amen. I don't even notice my enemies. I'm paraphrasing, and I messed up that particular scripture. Amen. And I'm going to read from my notes there. And the water was in the ship. Okay? When you're in a ship, there's not supposed to be any water. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little bit, but there was perilous water, you know, to the point where they had to wake the master up. Amen? It wasn't supposed to be there. Amen? Sometimes there are things in our life that aren't supposed to be there. Like, you know, we're a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things are new, and all things are God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Another scripture says, I wish above all things, 1 John, amen, I mean 3 John, I wish for all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even thy soul prospers. Amen. Who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, this is he that overcometh, even of faith. Behold, what love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So all these scriptures are telling what the life of a Christian is supposed to be. We're supposed to have abundance. We're supposed to have victory. We're supposed to have joy unspeakable. He's already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Given us exceedingly precious, great, and promises, etc. I can keep going on saying, but sometimes there's water. Come on. There's water that gets. There's things that get in a boat. Amen. It's not scriptural. Come on, somebody. There's things that are unpleasant. You know, glory to God. There's storms in life. Come on, somebody. And sometimes you have to go through the storm. Oh, come on, somebody. To get to the fair weather, to get to the sunny day. Sometimes when you're in an airplane, if you've ever been in an airplane or you've been a pilot, sometimes you might have to go through some turbulence, you know, some rough riding to get to some clear skies. Amen? And like I said, sometimes there's unpleasant things, depression, grief, unforgiveness, even sin or iniquity. Amen? But Jesus rested in the midst of the storm. He wasn't even conscious of the danger. Come on. We can rest in God and not even ignore peril. Amen. Like I said, princes have persecuted us without a cause, David said, but thy servant standeth in awe of thy word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you in the presence of God today? Glory to God. Yes, his presence will give us peace and power. Amen. To speak to the storms of life. Amen. To speak to the impossible. Glory to God. Can y'all hear me now? If it give us power to speak storms. Amen. We need to speak to the storms of life. Glory to God. We need to rise up. Hallelujah. We need to rise up above, saints. Glory to God. We need to rise up in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And moving on, glory to God, the lesson here is not so much that speaking to a physical storm, to the weather, amen, because it's kind of ridiculous. Just like it when Jesus spoke to the mountain, does that mean that we are to go to a mountain? He said, who has said this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast thee? It's not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatso things he saith. Amen. That's true. But we're not to go speak to a mountain. The mountain represents a problem. The storm represents impossible situation. It represents hard situations. Amen. So what it is it's about speaking. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. Everybody wants to call upon God, but God has given us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. He's given us dominion. Glory to God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're walking in the victory. Amen. So your words are very important. Amen. And even we're supposed to emulate God. The Lord said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. Amen. So if God spoke to the storms, Jesus spoke to the storms, now we can speak to the storms. Hallelujah. We can emulate Jesus. Amen. And Jesus, he spoke. Now, looking at God in the beginning, you know, in the beginning, the earth was void and without form. Amen. Amen. And there was darkness upon the waters, but the Spirit of God moved upon the earth. That's a chaotic situation. If that's not a chaotic situation, then I don't know what is. Amen. Because really, God did not create darkness. He did not make something void. Amen. That came after Lucifer was kicked out of heaven by God and Michael. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then that's when they had the cavemen. That's why they had the dinosaurs and things. That's not God's creation. God doesn't create things to eat people up. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. That's the pre-Adamic situation. So God, hallelujah, glory to God. God, let that freeze over. Ice age, whatever you want to call it. Glory to God. And he started over. Some things are dark and void in our life. Hallelujah. You need to speak the word. Hallelujah. You need to speak. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let the firmament be divided from the waters. Amen. Let the light be called day, and the night, and the darkness night. Amen. What is dark in your life? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you speaking light to your finances? Come on, somebody. Are you speaking light to that marriage that you're going through? Are you speaking life to that unsaved loved one? Hallelujah. Are you speaking life to that teenager? Amen. Now, that troubled teenager, are you speaking life to the persecution that you're receiving on the job? Now, I notice a lot of people have written books about speaking, and Kenneth Hagin ministry was about faith and speaking. Amen. And then faith doctor. Amen. I forgot his name, in Illinois, and Kenneth Copeland and all the rest. But a lot of times we speak, but nothing really happens. Sometimes, amen, it seems like nothing's happening, amen, but you got to go into the Spirit, amen. And the closer you are to the Lord, amen, then glory to God, then the quicker your words will be, the stronger they were, amen. Jesus said, when he was at the cave of Lazarus, and of course Jesus walked with the Father, for he said the Son can do nothing of himself, but whatever the Father shows him, he will do. And he'll show him greater things than these, that you may marvel. So when you get up early in the morning and you pray like Jesus did, when you start your ministry with a 40-day fast, not necessarily, you may not be that mature yet, or with fasting, and often, come on, somebody, when you wake up early in the morning and sometimes pray all night, then you too, Lord of God, and Jesus was at the cave, amen, amen, and he wept, amen, because Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, were weeping because he had died, even though Jesus knew that sickness was not unto death, but it was for the glory of God, amen, but still he was human, he was God in the flesh, and he said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always, amen, that's the thing, if nothing's happening, if mountains are not moving, then you need to check your relationship with God. You need to get closer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the Bible also says, I'm jumping around now, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God that whatsoever things we ask, we receive of him, because we do those things that are pleasing to him. Are you pleasing God? Hallelujah. When you're pleasing God, then those storms will move. Come on. If you're not pleasing God, then you're like the sons of Sceva. Come on. They try to cast the devil out, and they end up getting run out. If you get run out by demons, then you need to check yourself. You need to examine yourself to see if you be in the faith, lest you be reprobate. But Jesus, going back to the cave, of Lazarus. He said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. But for the people's sake, glory to God, do something. I'm paraphrasing. And Ikada Bokoni said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. And he came forth. Amen. Glory to God. And Elijah was in a similar situation, chaotic storm, where the people were serving Baal. Amen. And they were serving groves. Amen. And that evil woman, Jezebel, was out there, and then she influenced Ahab, and he went the wrong way. Come on, somebody. And God told Ahab, Lord of God, to get the prophets of Baal and groves together. Amen. We're going to have a showdown. Come on, somebody. You need to speak to your situation. You need to put on the whole armor of God. Salvation, the sword of the Spirit, your loins girded about with truth, your feet shod with the preparation gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, and the shield of faith. You need a showdown. We need to get tired of these demons, amen? And it was a showdown. And he let them cry out for hours and for their God, and he joked and laughed, amen, and said either God is sleeping or he's going a long journey. They cut themselves and things. See, saints, you can have joy in the midst of a trial when you spent time with God. And we know Elijah, glory to God, was close to God. Come on, somebody. And said, Father, I know you hear me, but let so that the people know that there's may know that there's a God in Israel. Let fire come down. The fire came down and consumed the sacrifice, and the people said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. And many times, saints, God will put you in a trial. He'll put you. You can do right. Amen. You go, they can hand out pamphlets on your job for the New Age or you know, the LBT. They're trying to saturate America and the world with that. And you say, I don't receive that. I don't accept it. And they may persecute you. Amen. They may find you. They may even get you off the job because maybe one of the hiring managers or maybe one of the CEOs may be gay himself, glory to God. But if you stand still, you'll see the salvation of the Lord. You can speak to situations. People in the world are looking at what you do in the trials. They faint. They pull their hair out. They brown nose. They go out and drink. They get high. They cheat on their wife. They live ungodly. They're going to see what we do because the Bible said all of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Come on, somebody. They're waiting for us. Glory to God. All things work together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he called, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. What you're going through, it's been, it got a weather, obedience or disobedience. Sometimes we go through for being disobedient. But God, before the foundation of the world, knew what you'd be doing. Amen. Your trials, your storms, amen, are predestinated. They're scheduled. Glory to God. Paul and Silas, come on, I'm talking about doing the work of the Lord. I'm talking about living holy and getting in trouble for the gospel's sake. For 1 Peter says, be not surprised at the fiery trial, which is to try you. Hallelujah. Some strange thing happened to you, but rather rejoice that the hand of glory rests upon you. Paul and Silas cast out the spirit of divination out of woman, and her masters were mad because her divination power got them much money. Now their money was gone. They set up lies and went to the magistrate and then had those demon spirits, had Paul and Silas thrown into prison. Amen. Prison, beaten, bleeding, in the lowest part of the jail. Come on, somebody. Chained to the wall. Good God, I don't even think there was a restroom. You know, use your imagination without getting grossed out. That's a chaotic situation. That's a storm. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be in a ship. Doesn't have to be, amen, glory to God, on the water. But I'm trying to tell you, there was some water. Amen. We said earlier that water represented things that's not supposed to be in your life. Water's not supposed to be in a bowl. Well, Paul and Silas weren't supposed to be in jail. They weren't supposed to be whipped and bleeding. Amen. But it's at the midnight hour. They spoke to the storm. They sang praises. They prayed. They sang praises to God. And all the prisoners heard them. Come on, somebody. When you're going through a storm, relatives are looking. What are you doing? What are you saying? What are you confessing? Amen. And it said that God sent an earthquake and the prison doors were open. My God, I'm trying to tell you that storms, great, they show that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. God will not always allow you to go the smooth sailing. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Praise God. glory to God, I'm going to slow up a little bit, I'm sorry, but glory to God, Daniel was thrown, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire because they refused to bow down to the statue or the image that Nebuchadnezzar's people had made, amen? And they said, you know, King, what our God can deliver us, but we're not going to bow, amen? Even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not going to bow. And they were thrown. That's their confession in the midst, Lord of God, in the midst of that fire, because there was the decree that went forth and said, if you didn't bow, you were thrown into the fire. And the king got mad, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, and he ordered the fire to be set 7 times higher. Good God Almighty, sometimes our storms are even hotter or even greater than before. And the mighty men, the strongest men, threw them into the fire. But once again, they confessed. They spoke in the midst of the storm, in the midst of death. They said, oh, King, we're not going to, our God can deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow. And they were thrown into the fire. And because the command was that the fire should be heated 7 times hotter, the men that threw them in were consumed. And then Nebuchadnezzar, he went to the edge. Now, how did he go to the edge and not get consumed? Well, I'm going to tell you. He said, did not we throw 3 men in the fire? Hallelujah. And I see it. There's 4 men. And one is like the Son of God. Amen. So even heathen, when they see Jesus, they'll recognize him as God. They see Christ in us. That's why Jesus said, so let your light shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are the light of the world. So when storms come, hallelujah, when storms come, we can rejoice. Paul said, I rejoice in tribulations. Glory to God. He said these are light afflictions. Glory to God Almighty. I believe the word of God also says in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, hallelujah, these light afflictions are but for a moment, but it's working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Storms, amen, glory to God, they don't last forever. Glory to God. They last as long as you allow it to last. Come on, somebody. You got to speak to your storm. I gave some examples there. Glory to God. You got to speak to your mountain. Jesus spoke, and Lazarus was raised from the dead. Paul and Silas spoke, or they sang praises at the midnight hour in the midst of their storm. Come on, somebody. And God opened the prison doors. Glory to God. And David himself, one time when David, before he became king in Hebron and in Jerusalem, going back to 1 Samuel, and they went on a journey, and when they left, the men from Ziklag, the Amalekites, they came, and they stole the goods, and they kidnapped the women. And the men were sad, and they were about to stone David. You know what I'm saying? Amen? The future king, they're about to stone him. You know, sometimes a storm, your close friends or associates or even pastors, you may have people under you that you've married, glory to God, sent them to college, laid hands on them, taught them the Bible, raised them up. But when things don't go good, sometimes people turn on us, saints. Come on. Family can turn on you. Husband and wives can turn on you. Glory to God. But Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Now, that was a storm that I don't know what it is. And he said, I shall recover all. Amen. And they went, glory to God, and they found a man, glory to God, by the roadside that was with them. And he gave them, amen. He said, amen. I'm sorry. He gave them advice as to where they were, and they just slaughtered them, and they recovered all. Now, I need you to say today that I'm going to recover all. Hallelujah. I'm going to recover all. I need you to say, storm, be moving in the name of Jesus. Storm, be removing in the name of Jesus. I need you to say that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. I need you to say that he gives me power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And on top of speaking to the storm, Jesus walked on the water. Amen. And in another account, there was a storm, and Peter and the disciples couldn't row because the water was so strong. It was contrary to them. And Jesus walked on the water in the midst of a storm. So, saints, not only can we speak to the storm, but we can walk over the storm. Hallelujah. But it's based on relationship, because Jesus was close to the Father. Amen. And Peter even walked on the water himself, but he was close to Jesus. He really believed. While the others were still in the boat of doubt and unbelief, still in the boat of criticism, he said, can I come onto the water? Amen. So we need to step out on the water in faith. We need to separate ourselves from normalcy. We need to get some Holy Ghost courage. Come on, somebody. And if you would just take 15 seconds right now just to praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you honor. For you alone are worthy. You're the great I am. You're the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. You're the mountain mover. Hallelujah. We give you praise. You're Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is our provider. You're Jehovah Nisi. The Lord is our banner. You're Jehovah Siskelo. The Lord is my righteousness. You're Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is always present. You're Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. You're Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is our shepherd. Oh, we give you praise, Lord, for you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end and everything in the midst. Come on, somebody, in the middle. You've given us joy unspeakable. You've written our names in your Lamb's Book of Life. You've turned us into the righteousness of God. You've justified us by faith. You've given us power to reign. That's what you need to speak. When everything is going good, saints, that's when you need to practice speaking. Don't wait until the storm comes, glory to God, because when the storm comes, you're going to do what you've regularly been doing. If you're regularly gossiping, regularly complaining, regularly on a regular basis, full of doubt and unbelief, then when the storm comes, it's going to be hard to fast and get the courage up to speak. But, yeah, get your courage up and speak, but speak now. Practice of David speaking in an uncomfortable situation. Amen. David went to give his brothers went to fight the battle. And his father said, go bring some bread and some fixings, you know, some food to the battle. And David went to the battle. Amen. And his brothers said, you know, David, you just know that you just want to see the battle. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And at that time, the Israelites were one side and the Philistines was on the other, and they had a champion that named Goliath, you know, a giant. Amen. Do you have giants in your life today? Amen. Giants can represent a storm. Amen. Do you have some demons bullying this day? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, what I'm telling you, David heard this giant talking junk and saying, oh, you all are nothing. Send somebody, hallelujah, that can fight against me. Amen. And if your warrior wins, then we'll serve you. And if I win, then you'll serve us. Where is your God? You know, there's demons today saying, where is our God? COVID is saying, where is our God? Black-on-black crime is saying, where is our God? Mass shootings are saying, where is our God? Rappers and entertainers are worshiping the devil. People are going wild. People are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. These are all storms for us, saints. There's storms in the world, come on. But we're called to speak to the storm. The world has to go through the storm. We are to speak to the storm. And David heard the Philistine. And he said, my God, won't you guys do something? Is there not a reward? And he went to he spoke so boldly in the midst of a storm. He spoke so boldly that they took him to King Saul. And he said, I want to fight. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine to speak against the armies of the Lord, to talk junk about our God? Amen. He was talking big. He was talking big. You got to talk big. You got to confess big, because we serve a big God. And Saul said, you want to fight him? He's a man of war, and you're but a lad. And David said, you got to rehearse your victories. You got to speak the good things, the times that God has brought you forth. Hallelujah, through your faith. And David said, there was a lion and a bear came against the herds. against the lambs, amen, and I defeated both of them. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be just like one of them. And they and he spoke so boldly, glory to God, that, amen, that Saul said, okay, go and fight. Here, take my arm. He said, no, I haven't tested that. You got to use what you know. You got to use what works for you. And he took some stones and a slingshot. And Goliath said to him, am I some dog that you send this little man against me, this little kid? And he said, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. And Saul, Goliath got mad and said, you come any further, and I will feed you to the fowls of the air. I'll feed your carcass to the fowls of the air, etc. And David ran toward him. You can't run from storms. You got to run to the storm. Amen. And because he confessed to Saul what he was going to do, King Saul, and he confessed to Goliath, amen, in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a storm for Israel, because they all turned chicken, including Saul. And the slingshot, God got in his confession. Your confession activates angels, for God watches over his word to perform it, amen. And God, the power of God through David's confession, got in that stone, and it sunk in his head and Goliath's head, and he went down, and David chopped his head off, and Israel got their courage back and defeated the Philistines. Saints, we've been here for such a time as this. America is in a chaotic mess. Come on, somebody. Sometimes I wish I was born in 1930 or 1940 and served God and died and went to heaven. No, but we're here for such a time as this. Yes, it's a mess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God knew it would be a mess. We're here to clean up the mess. How do you clean it up? By faith. All things are possible to them that believe. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth, you're bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, you're loose in heaven. To bind and loose, you've got to open your mouth. The Bible says, be not ignorant of the will of the Lord. Amen. But speak to us, and be not drunk with wine, words, and excess, but speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Your mouth has everything to do with it. Glory to God. And notice, God gave us a nose. He gave us two ears, amen, nose, two ears, and a mouth, come on somebody, and two eyes. And notice that the mouth is bigger than everything I've mentioned. The only thing, hallelujah, on your head that's bigger, amen, than your mouth is your head itself. Come on somebody. The mouth, glory to God, the mouth determines, your confession determines where you're going to go. Thank you, Jesus. And I talked about Elijah in the midst of a trial, amen, in the midst of a storm. All of Israel, glory to God, was going different ways. Some were worshiping the Lord, some were worshiping Baal, and some were worshiping groves. And the prophet Elijah called for a showdown, and he verbally said, Father, I know that you hear me always, but that they may know that there's a prophet in Israel. You got to let it know. You got to know. You got to speak. You got to let the people know that you serve God. There is a God this day. You got to tell BG community that there's a God that can heal you, that can save you. You got to tell folk coming in out of jail, drug users, drug dealers, that there is a God that can change your life. You got to speak it. You may go through something. You may go through a storm. You may go through a persecution. But glory to God, as I've shown, Your what you speak is going to deliver you in the storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to move up higher. We need to move in the glory of the Lord. Amen. And as we worship God, amen, God inhabits the praises of his people. So sometimes it seems like we're speaking and nothing's happening. Well, start worshiping God. Amen. And when he inhabits you, when the Holy Ghost takes over, inhabits your praises, amen, then courage comes. Then boldness comes, because the Holy Ghost is God. He's the wonderful third person of the Godhead. So if you need boldness, he's got boldness. If you need strength, he's got strength. Hallelujah. If you need words, the Holy Ghost will prophesy through you. Amen. If you worship God and moving right along, glory to God, saints, It's about speaking to the storm. And then another example is Elijah, amen, of Syria came, and I'm getting my clothes, and I'll pray for people that need prayer. The king of Syria came against the armies of Israel and was going to sneak attack them. And the prophet Elijah warned them and said, watch out for the trap over here. Watch out for the trap over there. And the king listened to the prophet, and he was saved 3 or 4 times. And the king of Syria said to his servants and his men, said, who is the spy? Because how does this guy avoid our sneak attacks? And a little Israelite widow woman that they kidnapped when they attacked Syria said, no, you don't have a spy. But the Elijah, the prophet Elijah, knows the secrets in your bedchamber. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. If you fellowship with God, he'll show you some secrets, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the secret of the Lord is of them that fear him. We shouldn't be amazed, or we shouldn't be worried about which way the stock market is going up and down. We shouldn't be alarmed at new strands of COVID or different disasters. Amen. If we spend time with God, he'll show us. And if we spend even more time with God, he'll empower us to stop and block some of this stuff. Amen. So what I'm saying is, in closing, that the king got mad, and he sent a great army for this one prophet. And Gehazi, his servant, was, you know, he didn't walk with God like Elijah did. And he saw chariots, he saw all these armies and all these chariots, and he awoke Damascus. And once again, when you're walking with the Lord in the midst of a storm and having all these people and all these armies come against you, if that's not a storm, then I don't know what is. Amen. But anyway, glory to God, you know, if God before you, then who can be against you? You know, and talking about numbers, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight. Amen. But make a long story short, he woke Elijah, and Elijah wasn't even moved. When you're in the presence of God, you won't even be moved. Amen, because God is unmovable. Glory to God, you need to spend time with the rock. You need to get some peace and joy. God Almighty. But make a long story short, he said, Lord, open his eyes. And the Lord opened the Gehazi's eyes, and he saw chariots of fire all along the mountain, and said to my God, there's more for us than it is for them. And then Elijah got up, and he said, Lord, smite him with blindness. We got power, amen, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Storms come so that God can show off. And when he shows off on our behalf, then we get even more courage. Come on, the children of Israel, they were by the Red Sea. God could have opened the Red Sea before the Egyptians and Pharaoh's army got to him, but God waited till they got close, and he had his servant to raise up the rod, amen, which represented the word of God, and the waters divided, amen. And then the light that went before Israel came behind Israel and was a barrier between Israel and the Egyptians. And God took off their wheels and made things, their chariot wheels, and made things difficult for them, amen. And then, glory to God, it said that God looked down through the clouds. God is looking down on us today. Glory to God. Like I said, there was a barrier between Israel, amen, and the children and Pharaoh. It may seem like your enemy's close, but there's a barrier. If the enemy could have killed you, he would have did it a long time ago. Glory to God. But Moses said, amen. He spoke, and the waters were divided. And they came to the other side. I'm here to let you know you're coming to the other side of your storm. Amen. And when you come to the other side of your storm, the things that used to bother you, you will see them no more. So today, I just salute everybody that took the time, and I'm honored that you took the time to listen to me. I apologize if I've been going too fast. I get excited sometimes, and I pray that this word has landed on good ground and it bring 100-fold in your life, in Jesus' name. Hello?
Yes, amen. I was on mute waiting until you finished. God bless you. That was a very good word. I'm going to get some feedback from those that are listening, just what they got out of it, and then I'll turn it over to you for prayers. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. All right. We do have some callers on the line. Some people are listening via the internet. But if you would like to comment on the message, anything that was standing out to you, or if you have a question for Prophet Wayne, you could press 1 on your phone, and I will open up your mic. And if we don't have any questions or comments, then we'll open up for prayer. But while we're just waiting, I thought it was real interesting how you brought storms out in non-traditional ways, because a storm is not always a like a hurricane or a tornado. You dealt with some matters of the heart, which is you started naming. I wrote some things down when you said depression and grief and unforgiveness and the darkness. And when you was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, being in the fire, that's you know, it was just the different types of storms were standing out to me. And we don't tend to look at them or see them as storms, but we have the power and the authority, like you said, to speak to that storm. And Job says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established, but we have to want to come out of that storm. And it's, you know, when the time is right, we will come out of that storm. But while you're in that storm, you have to relinquish those things that could possibly keep you in there a little longer. And that unforgiveness is just really flashing, because some people are in the storm because they don't want to forgive others. And in order to move forward, we have to forgive, because it kind of holds us back some. But that's what was standing out to me.
Amen.
And we do have a caller. Caller with the last numbers 2235. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, woman of Yahweh. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your availability. What kept standing out to me is that you were making relevance to the proximity of our posture with the Father, which gives us the authority, which is ultimately his authority, to speak to the storm. So I heard you when you said, I heard the Holy Spirit when he said, many of us are speaking with no effect and no power. And that Yahshua was able to speak to that storm because of his closeness with Yahweh. And then Peter was able to walk on water because of his closeness with Yeshua. And that blessed me, that blessed me, that blessed me. So you have encouraged me to pursue my proximity between myself and Yahweh and to close that gap if there's any. Yahweh bless you.
Praise God. God bless you.
Yes, and that was good. That was also a very good one. And Prophet Wayne, what could you say to someone that has kind of moved away from God while they was in the storm? Because that happens sometimes. How can they draw closer to him for those that are listening?
Well, the thing is, even when folk backslide or straight of the fence, or not necessarily backslide, but they get weak in well-doing. And in a time of the storm, they get weak and they give up. I would say that you're still here. That storm may still be raging, but you haven't drowned. You haven't been thrown overboard. Even when we're not faithful, he remains faithful. So what I say to you, examine yourself this day. Just repent. Amen. Bind up condemnation and begin to worship God. Even before you open your Bible, worship God. Hallelujah. Let God come to the rescue. Amen. Because
yes,
he inhabits the praise of people. Then get into the word and speak the word, because he watches over his word to perform it. Amen. You got to know that a righteous man falls 7 times, but the Lord picks him up. Amen. His anger is but for a moment. His mercy is forever. Come on, somebody. If God wasn't merciful, then we'd all be consumed. Amen? So just don't get down. Amen? And know that the storm is there. Amen? Sometimes we bring a storm upon ourselves, but God is going to see you through the storm. And you've got to look back, amen, and know that this is not your first storm, and it's probably similar to storms that you've had before. And then you've got to remember what you said and which you spoke and how you praised God to get through the last storm. So just rehearse it and then go ahead and do it and watch God bring you through victoriously.
Amen. That was powerful. I'm charged up on that. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Now, do we have any other questions or comments before we open up the lines for prayer? Okay. Prophetess Deborah, do you have a prayer request? You can speak directly to Prophet Wayne.
I do, Prophet Wayne, and I bless Yahweh for your life and your consistent prayers for my family. But my prayer is that we would, that the Lord will expose, I'm sorry, that's one of my sons, he's praising God behind him, that there will be no gaps, there will be no distance between Yahweh and ourselves, and that when we seek him, we're not seeking him selfishly, but that, you know, we become his manifested purpose here in the earth. So just really pray for the walk and the salvation, that we are walking in true salvation and not the buttered down, diluted salvation that's been, that's a whole nother prayer request. But I believe your heart understands what I'm praying for myself and my family and my loved ones and Yahweh's people overall.
Well, Father, we thank you for this woman of God, and we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that she will stay close to you. Amen. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so pants she, her soul, after you. And she was seeking early, amen, and to see your glory, even as she's seen in the sanctuary. Oh, for my daughter, you're pressing in. El Kadan, you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and I will fill you. For there's no gap right now. Ikaraboko, for I shall fill you to overflowing. I shall fill your cup. Ikaraboko, I'll anoint your head with oil. Ikarana, your cup shall run over, even when you're in the valley of shadow death. Rokoton Daridia, if I've called you to tribulation, I've called you to victory. Ikandan Daria Dan, and I shall make you my poster child for victory, and you will teach others had to go through storms, but first you will soak in my presence, for I'm bringing you into the graduate school. I'm bringing you into the PhD of the Holy Ghost. And you will laugh at storms. You will sleep in the midst of storms. While others are panicking, while others are crying over the rising gas prices or this or that, you'll be able to sleep in the midst of it. And your light will shine more than ever before. And I shall visit you, and you shall have angelic visitations, for I have reserved you for such a time as this. Don't worry. For there are times when you don't begin to be a shy, you'll not to move off your bed. You'll not be able to leave your room because of the glory. Benny Hinn wrote books on the Holy Spirit, but there's more books to be written about the Holy Ghost, about me. And I shall make your prayer closet. I shall make it public. For I shall make you a sign and a wonder in these last days, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I really believe that. Amen. And you have a hunger. Because I sent out a lot of invitations, and, you know, and it doesn't hurt me, but people are so busy these days. I pastor, and when summertime comes is when people go AWOL, amen? But those that hunger and those that wander, Peter then played kickball or they wrestled, whatever they did, they went fishing, amen? But John was the one that Jesus loved. Not that he loved the others, but he stayed in his bosom. And I commend you, woman of God, for coming on the line tonight, because you're staying in the bosom of God. And when
Hallelujah.
People say, my God, where did you get that realty from? Where did you get, how did you get that expert in trading? How did you get that beachfront property? How are you winning all these people? And it's because you were telling, because I made the sacrifice. There's times when I could have went to the beach, but I stayed in his presence. There's times when I could have went to a cookout, but I stayed in his presence. I hungered for more of him, Mika de Boko. And even as you give up Some of the Lord says, Zika, not that you can't go to cookout, this, that, and the other, for my glory, to intercede, for I'm looking to people to stand in the gap. Then when summer is over in North Carolina and it begins to get cold, I will give summer back to you 100-fold, for you will see yourself in San Juan, Puerto Rico. You will see yourself in Jamaica on the beach. You will see yourself in Miami. For that which you give up for the kingdom returns back to you 100-fold. You ain't seen nothing yet, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I heard you have and one more slot, and maybe somebody else. God, you know, I can sit out and go on a 5-day fast, 10-day fast, whatever. I set out to do that. The Holy Ghost can give me that unction. But God really comes when you're on your way to Root Chris. And you got a coupon or P.F. Chang's or this, that, the other, and somebody's going to treat you. It's when God says, get in my presence and fast.
Jesus.
God inconveniences us, amen? Hallelujah. Mm. And when you can allow yourself to be inconvenienced for the gospel, my God.
Bless you.
My Lord.
Bird, woman of Yahweh, I don't know if that's okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I said, Lord, I want experiences. I'm a punk in the natural for flying, but I said, Lord, I want experiences. I want to travel. So when you said that, when the Lord said that you're going to see yourself in San Juan, and it blesses me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there's so many other things that you said that confirmed. I had a dream last night, the other night, and in the dream, you spoke some of what was in the dream. So I bless Yahweh for your ear to be into heaven. Bless you, man of Yahweh. You definitely are a true prophet.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God when somebody get a word. Hallelujah. Okay, we do have caller with the last 4-0199. Your mic is open.
Hello, I have to unmute on my end as well. Grace and peace, Prophet and Apostle Lunsford. I want a prayer for my sons, because that's a big issue for me. And whatever God speak, He just speak. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And as far as speaking to the mountains, I'm starting to, in reference to other things. But I don't know what to speak in reference to my kids, my sons. I have 3 sons. And one is really going through stuff. The middle one is going through stuff. And I don't even know how to put it into words. I just need prayer in reference to it.
Okay. Well, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. Said, if any man or woman lack wisdom, let him ask of you who give it liberally and abrade it not. We ask you, hallelujah, for wisdom for this woman of God, for her sons. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy by any spirit of confusion, even right now. I decree and declare that you said in your word that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and your whole household shall be saved. You also said in your word, I believe it's James, that the fervent affection prayer of a righteous man and woman availeth much. For my daughter, because you stood in the gap, at times you don't even know what to pray. But even as you worship me, I will fill you with my spirit over and over, and words of inspiration will come forth. And sometimes it just be utters and groaning. If I've given you the Holy Ghost, and you shall prophesy. At times it'll start out in the natural, but you'll speak things that and say, my God, how's this coming out of me, for you shall prophesy your sons, they break in the future, and even as they see you go up higher, for they love you, saith the Lord, but now they're getting ready to admire you, for I'm about to bust out on the right, and I'm about to bust on the left, your wine presses shall bring forth new wine, oh, for your giver, and I shall return it to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, for there's wealth creation on the inside of you, and your success
will touch and motivate your sons. Oh, yes, even your prayers are keeping him from danger and from crazy situations, for your prayers are bringing forth my angels, saith the Lord. And another thing, this woman of God, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, be not ignorant of the will of the Lord, right? And be not drunk with wine, where it's nexus, which means don't get drunk, but it's saying get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. But speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, so you can And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, if I sing in the Spirit, I will sing in the understanding. If I pray in the Spirit, I'll pray with the understanding. So I'm going to give a short demonstration. Don't worry, my daughter, for I will give you flesh, glass of water, for you are shining even as you're abiding. For I'm doing a new work this day, for I'm the potter and you're the clay. So just empty yourself this day, let me have my way. For I've got your back, you will have no lack. You will see your son grow, you'll see them flow, for they're watching you, and I'm going to bring you into the new levels of joy and peace and power. You're going to take a Holy Ghost shower. This is your time to shine, and you should bloom like a flower in May. This is your time today, so rejoice. So then you can do that, and then what it is I don't even know you, but, you know, I spoke the answer to your situation, amen, and how to get the answer. And even if you don't pray in tongues or speak in tongues, you can just begin to worship God. Amen. You know how you worship God? You're in the natural, and you got this on your mind, and all of a sudden your help comes, boom. And you go from the natural to the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And then your praise becomes dynamic. Then God will start showing your son getting scholarships. Getting out of trouble. Growing up. You'll see them. You'll see the dreams, the things that you hope for them. You'll see it come to pass. Because you'll speak it. You can wait till praise God. Or worship in the Holy Ghost, or pray in the Holy Ghost and worship. Have a Holy Ghost party. Then take the pictures of your sons out the wallet or the pictures you have in your room and begin to preach to them. Begin to prophesy. And like David, encourage yourself in the Lord. And even as you lift up, I'm here in house. And husband, I don't know what that means, but even as you lift up the name of the Lord, you'll have visions of success for your family. And God's going to honor you for coming on this line.
Thank
you're going to leave your problems behind, for you're really going to shine. For you are a friend of mine, saith the Lord. And I see music. One of your sons going to be in music. I even see a soccer ball. I see sports. God's going to take the negative and turn it around. He's going to take the mess that you've had and turn it into a message.
Thank you, Lord.
And other mothers will lean off of you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, you go ahead.
Other mothers that have similar situations, domestic, they will see the victory. Amen. You'll step out so much faith. Not only will you bless your children and give them instructions, and you'll speak with more power and more authority. You'll give tough love when love it needs to be done. But God is going to bring other children. You understand? He's going to, not from your womb, from your natural womb, but your spiritual womb. For teenagers and other folks will begin to gravitate towards you.
Thank you.
I even see it. I even see, God, as you step out in faith, I even see a daycare. Lord of God, dry cleaners. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And out of this storm, you're going to come to dry land. And as you praise God, said one time they were, Jesus was walking on the water and there was a storm, and when he came into the boat, immediately they are at shore. So you're going to praise God until God comes in your boat, and when he comes to your boat, immediately you're going to be at your business. Immediately you're going to be at your new bank accounts. Immediately you're going to be at your new levels of joy. Because they're going to, your sons are going to say, my son, they're going to be like, my God, what happened to mom? Instead of going out, they're going to be like, good Friday, Saturday, I'm going to see what mom's doing. Mom, is that a rented car? No, somebody just gave it to me. Good idea, son. Mom, you just went to on vacation. You going away alone? Mom, where all this money coming from? Oh, I'm serving God. And even their friends are going to be like, my God, what is going on? They're going to come to see what's going on.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm here in house again. I'm here in house. And in the Bible, you can call me anytime and stay close to Stacy because she's filled of wisdom. And Mrs. Lunford, good God Almighty, Ricky, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ricky, God said, unstamp those old Abrahamic wells, because you know when Abraham went home, the Philistines they stopped up his wells, and Isaac his son came and unstopped them, and water came. Things that you put your hand to before because of life, because of demons and this, that, and the other. Amen. God said, unstop it. Amen. Unstop it, and it's going to spring forth water. Businesses that used to work for you is going to work. This network is going to explode because you're getting really personal with God. He had a book on the studio in the house. You're going to have a new house. God's going to give you so many resources. He got to go to Africa. Is going to be like getting on the Benjamin Franklin Bridge and going to New York. He got a book. Shun them. He's got a plane, private. He's going to give you joy unspeakable. It's not good for a woman, a man to be alone, so you know what that means. Read between the lines. See, the eyes shine back. Well, you put out so much for so many people. And it seemed like they you know, I mean, I haven't, you know, fellowship with you for a while because of my Facebook, but make a long story short, the professionalism that you have is unreal. The professionalism you have is like you heading up Creflo Dollar Ministries or Leroy Thompson. Your professionalism, it honors me. He called it Boshanda. And there's a lot of ministries that they're flowing off the residue, and they're not being professional, and they're throwing out any old thing. Well, God, you're going to surpass them because you push down one and lift up another. Promotion doesn't come from east, west, north, and south. Amen. Come on, somebody. Promotions get ready to come, and you're going to provoke people.
Thank you,
even folk like Sidney Trim and folk that are walking in excellence, John Abbasini, they're going to be like, my God, where is this woman coming from? And even now, the mantle of the late Miles Monroe is going to fall on you. He caught up with Rick and did, and you won't just minister to black folk and Africans. God said, but Joyce Meyer will have your ilk on Dandaridia Thunder, and even others, and even the Copeland Zadina. Get ready. For those that have put their mouth on you will feel sorry for you, will feel sorry for your enemies. Well, I'm not going to just bring a little bit more money, a little bit of increase in borders and things of that nature, save God in territories, but it's going to be an explosion. You're going to say, how did I get here? Oh, but I have not forgotten you. For every hair of your head, it's numbered, for you have been willing and obedient. And I've held things up for this point, for I didn't want your apostasy to be messed up. I didn't want you to be around those, for many are going to come down, but yours are the that is going up. For you should be a breath of fresh air for me. For many have had money, and they built houses with elevators and things of that nature, and I don't mind, for I want my people to be in abundance, but they haven't done enough for the community. But I shall make you rich many times over. You shall convert the Oprahs, even either the bourgeoisie. You will see them come into the kingdom. Even Louis Farrakhan and the nation will say, what is this woman doing? That you should turn the hood upside down. For you will have businesses. You will have an academies. You will have school of institutes of learning, audible, and the prophetic, and even parole officers will send people coming out of jail to you, for your reputation shall precede you. You didn't do all this training for nothing and all this studying for nothing. I'm about to really use you, for I put a treasure on the inside of you, and it shall hit humanity, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I know you're
Hallelujah.
But I'm seeing Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't know what that means. As a lot of factory workers, factories going to be shutting down, and focus at the end. You got businesses and with the inventions that you don't even know of that's going to begin to come out, even as you worship and praise God. But
yes.
you're the female John Evangelist. The enemy
thank you, Lord.
And he thought he was knocking you down, but all he so his dumb self did is just keep you in the perfect will of God, because you have so much wisdom, and some people they're smart because of the Holy Ghost. Well, you're smart because of the Holy Ghost, which is wisdom, and you're smart in that. So come on, somebody. People talking about the Steve Jobs. I think he's not here. And Bill Gates and these smart people and the folks that started Uber and all this, that, the other, and Facebook, or they're the above, but there's a new sheriff in town. You get ready to be a billionaire. You get ready to have some mind-blowing businesses, and you're going to give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
And once again, I see
thank
Oprah's
you.
Face. Thank you, Jesus.
You said office space or open space?
No, open space. See, celebrities, they, you know, they in the Illuminati, you know, that's another thing. They get a hold of folks that's really moving and shaking. Not that God can't bring a person across the path of the Bill Cosby or the Clintons or whatever. You know, you could be in the same restaurant and they come with the Secret Service and you let your light shine. They're like, wow. But usually you got to be moving, and you got to be moving in the same zone as they're in. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Come on, somebody. You're going to be in the spectrum. You're going to go to New York to Knick games, and Spike Lee will be right there. He'll be like, my God, who is this? I know she's somebody, because this ticket is over $500, because she got to be something. They ain't trying to kick her out of here, because she's either her or Boconda. You're going to eat the finest restaurants, even when you don't want to come, because you're going to be on assignment. You got a Boconda. The church has been ignorant. We're dancing and shouting to the same music and running over the same, jumping over the same pew, but we don't own nothing. And then folks that don't look like us come in and take over the neighborhood, raise the prices, demolish stuff. It's called gentrification. Well, it needs to be sanctification. It needs the saints getting hold of the gold, getting the wealth transfer, and building up the kingdom. Come on. And that's you, Hikada. You're going to change the infrastructure of Philadelphia, Hikada, both North and West, Raka, South Philly, South China, Chicago. You ain't seen nothing yet. And even folks that have talked about you and say, well, yeah, she's got some wisdom, but she ain't really doing nothing. She's still doing the same. They're going to be some of the same folks that come apologizing, and they're not going to come empty-handed. I see a free trip to Israel. I see you in Ghana. I see you in Jamaica. Tent ministries all over the United States, conventions, business exposures. And it won't be a hard thing. And sometimes you'll have to disciple somebody and deputize, because you're only one person, and you can only be in one place at a time. But you'll send folks. You'll give folks businesses and say, this is my business. Just give me my 40%. And it's going to get the attention of people across the track that don't look like you, that have less melon. You got to be even folk that's getting ready to go chapter 13. They're going to hear of you. And they're going to come for the wisdom, because their friends, their business is going to turn around. And they're going to say, you know, she's full of wisdom, but when she talks about Jesus stuff, I don't like it, but I'm going to listen because she's helping me. But they don't realize that they're being drawn in. And you'll see many multi-millionaires. You'll see even celebrities saved. And there are times you walk in so much glory where you won't be able to leave your bedroom. You'll just be basking in his presence. And that's where this is where the husband comes in, because you need somebody to have balance, because you seek God so much, and if he didn't give you a husband, then he just had to take you home. You'd be like Enoch. You were, and then he wasn't. Hallelujah, because God took him back. There's times God's taking you in the spirit, but he has need of you right here. Harabo Shanda.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Prophet Wayne, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Okay, all right. I thought I lost you. God bless you. That was so much. My spirit is just, oh, rejoicing. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Look, what I was going to ask for prayer for don't even matter now. To God be the glory. God bless you. All right, we do have another caller on the line. Caller with the last four numbers, 0919. And, you know, I rejoice with everybody when y'all get y'all words. Y'all need to be rejoicing with me.
Listen.
God is blessed.
I'm over here screaming.
Hallelujah.
I'm over here screaming. Hallelujah. I'm over here shouting. Right, listen, like the man of Yahweh said, you could pray, worship him in song and tongue. That's what I'm over here doing, sealing the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Look, I was trying to be quiet so I could hear him, but I'm like, woo, glory to God. All right. Call him with the
lady. Woman of Yahweh.
Thank you, sister. 0919, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Evening. Hi, Annie. How are you?
I am so full of what he said about you, Stacey. I am just so full.
That's what I'm talking about. And look,
so
God gonna bless you just for rejoicing with me and Deborah. Like, that's what it's all. When we rejoice with other people, and see, you laughing for a reason, but this ain't my time. This for the prophet. But you just keep that joy. Hallelujah.
I will. I have been listening, and I have been encouraged. My husband is had a stroke on April the 1st, and he's recovering, and I just like to ask for a prayer for him. And also I have one son, and his children are beginning to go astray. He has young children, and dealing with a lot of things that spirits that were not evident, were not present, are beginning to show up, such as depression and talks of suicide and a mom saying, I give up on a 12-year-old, and it's just, I'd like some prayer for those things.
Okay, so once again, prayer for the health of your husband. And you mentioned somebody tried to commit suicide.
Well, I have a grand, I have a who has been talking about suicide. I don't know what happened, but this child's whole demeanor changed maybe a year ago, from being this bubbly and happy, and we don't know what we want to look.
How old
what
is this child? How old is this child?
She is 12. Just turned 12.
Okay. I've been going to talk to my son a little bit. He's working at his first job they've had, but he gets moody, and it's because he'd be on the internet and listen to that music sometimes. And he's very smart. We got to take it. We got to monitor what they're looking at. Because stuff like that, amen, when we were growing up, I'm 62, you had TV time only a certain time, amen, and you had to go to bed, whatever. Or even when I became a teenager, you could only look at certain, you didn't have any of that stuff, radio R stuff on TV. Now kids can be on stuff 24/7, and all these spirits are getting to them, or they plan these shoot-up games, you know what I'm saying, that become addictive, amen? So even right now, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. We ask you for wisdom concerning that child. Even now, Ikad, he said, if any man or woman lack wisdom, let him ask God to pray at mine and give liberally. Ikad, that come against the spirit of suicide. Ikandanda, give the mother wisdom. Even now, we come against the internet. We come against the evil influences.
You're aiming to bring some Holy Ghost friends into his life. You said, who himself bears sicknesses, who himself bears sins, his own body in the tree, that we, he himself bear, who himself bear our sins in his own body in the tree, that we being dead to sin, to live unrighteous, for whose stripes you were healed. Who bear infirmities. And right now, it's past tense that your husband is healed. Even right now, Jesus, touch him with your nail-scarred hand. I come against Sikoro Bokon Daridia Sanda Ayaka illness. Sika, he shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I come against plaque, even in the veins. Go right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that heart's going to operate like it's designed to operate. And I decree and declare that the blood will flow in and out of the heart like it's designed to. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom as to what to eat. I decree and declare that he's recovered. I come against depression, oppression concerning that. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to satisfy his mouth with good things and renew for youth like the eagle. And I decree and declare, if I shall visit you, saith God, even as you press into me, I will give you so much peace and joy concerning your husband, this young man. For you will not live out of your mind, saith God, but you will live out of your spirit, and you pray in the Holy Ghost at times for hours on end, and I will show you things to come in your family and in other families, for you're a prayer warrior deluxe. You're going to touch many people, moving on your husband even right now. Every hair your head is number. I hear businesses, for there's a business on the inside of you. You're in my perfect will. You shall make up for lost time. I'm bringing restoration to every single era of your life, and life will become fun again. You will have joy every single day. Get ready, my daughter. I'm here in the house, and I'm here, and I'm getting the impression of new. For I'm going to do a new thing in you, things that you've given up on. I'm going to bring it to pass, for you've been delighting yourself in me, and I'm going to give you the desires of your heart, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said something that I know that God, only God could give him, about the blood flow in my husband's, about his heart. That was one of the things that he was saying, that his heart does not function. The blood flow and the beating of his heart, that was one of the things they talked about. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
And thank you for giving him my number, because I would like to pray for them daily. And the thing is, I know you're a woman of faith. If he's on medicine, make sure he takes that medicine.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Well, he's healed. But the doctor will wait for the doctor to say it's total, ikarabo, and drink more water, and walk, and celery, ikara, carrot juice, ikarabo, shun. He need to have, if he does fast, the day he doesn't fast, or you fast for him, he needs to have four things every day. He needs to have some lima beans, amen, some type of black beans, ikarabo, beans, greens, nuts, amen, and fruits. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. I feel the anointing. And because your body's attacked at time, and his, because God has taken your mess and make a message out of it, because there's a healing anointing on between y'all, even for people's emotional healing. For there's people in high places, people that make a lot of money, but their marriage is messed up, and then their kids are crazy, so they just send them to Europe for the summer, and they're getting lap dances and this, that, and they have all the money in the world, but there's so much space between the, in the bed between the husband and the wife, that you could drive a tractor trailer between them, and you're going to heal families. because their family, they got the American dream. They're making money, but they don't have Jesus. And you have a God is a, he's the bomb of Gilead. Like a bomb is like a bond, a Band-Aid. And you're going to give people tough love at times. But Ika, you're the type of person, when people are arguing, that can bring a peace. Amen. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. For they are the sons of God. You are a person that brings healing and that brings peace. And there's going to be even Caucasians that like, my God, why am I looking at this? Why am I drawn to this black woman? I don't have any black. The love of God that's shed abroad in your heart, it just oozes out of you. I even seen you minister with other, to gangbangers. Hey, guys with guns, throwing their guns down. He's giving you, he's just crying and weeping because of the love of God. I see you having like a library with children's books and stuff for teenagers. God's got to give you money and resources so they can learn, so they can build up their brain power. Because so they can, God, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. They think they're gangsters. They think they're no good. They think they're drug users. They think they're going to go to jail and whatever, and their blood's encrypted. They're going to think differently. You're going to give them. You're going to get even, there's going to be teachers and different people from professions that come and give you help. There'll be a, you may have astronauts come one day and talk to some kids. You might have accountants come one day. And lawyers, you're going to have folks to dream again. Even adult continuing education. And there's a building for you. And I see sun. You're pouring on me tonight. Ministry is just from a pulpit in a church, but a pulpit could be in a daycare. A pulpit could be in a schoolyard. A pulpit could be in the PTA meeting. Your pulpit can be at IBM, wherever a person's work on the. I see your husband building things. I even see computers. He's very smart, your husband. But, you know, as a black man, sometimes, even as Christians, sometimes we get overlooked in the satanic system. Well, the days of him being overlooked are over because there's a genius on the inside of him. There's witty invention. There's things that haven't been discovered yet that's on the inside of
Thank
him.
Thank you.
So what the enemy tried to do is take him out, but he lost. For God's going to make you a sign and a wonder. And look up the Happy Hunters. I think the lady's still alive, but there were a couple in the senior citizens, and they had a great healing ministry.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. This prophet has read my mail because I was just telling God I need a building. The TC's children. And I used to teach in a prison, a man's prison, and I used to work with juveniles. And I saw a young girl that was in my, when I was working with juveniles for the juvenile court, she said, "You don't remember me," said, "but I remember you, and thank you for all that you did for us."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you.
My husband just said we're going to be, he said one day in the hospital bed, he said, we are going to be examples for other couples.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Prophet Wayne, she can't really talk right now because she's so busy praying. But go ahead, Annie.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Now, Prophet Wayne, you probably don't remember Annie, but Annie has been with me, I guess, since 2016-17 with the prayer line. And you have prayed for her before. And I tell you, everything you said is a confirmation. And it's a privilege and an honor to know that God is a promise keeper. because earlier this year I had to tell her, don't forget about her dream, because she has her own school. And she just, you know, she need a building for a long time now. And you know, God just spoke. I mean, he spoke so many things. So this is like encouragement for me too. And I'm holding back tears because I've been praying for her and her husband for so long. And people don't sow into my ministry, right? Yeah. And I do street ministry on Sundays. And it's a lot of veterans and people that's on drugs, but whoever is available, like I feed them. But the wintertime I was giving out clothes and stuff, and I just didn't have enough. And Annie and her husband, they blessed me. And God multiplied what they blessed me with. But I told them, I said, I'm going to pray over this seed. And prophet, let me tell you something. We fed so many people that night. I normally get sandwiches and salad, but I had soup. I had like hot stuff to drink. And I mean, we just had so much food. My trunk was flowing over. And they had coats and hats and gloves. And I mean, you name it. So, and I say that to glorify God. And then, Annie, you must tell your husband that the seed fell on good soil. And that's only the beginning of what God is going to do. Just because you blessed me. Not talking about all of the other people that you have blessed. But God is going to bless you because you did what other people didn't do. So I love you. But you stay close to me. You stay close to me. Because God is not done. And oh my gosh, I'm just so overjoyed. But God bless you, Prophet Wayne. You are such a humble man. And we just bless God for your ministry. And Prophetess Deborah, I'm going to ask you to pray for him, please.
Taking care of my son. I'm in a noisy space.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, is all hearts clear? Let me see if we have anybody else on the line. Okay, is nobody else on the line? Can we just praise God a moment? Hallelujah, God. We thank you. It's okay. You got background noise, Prophetess Deborah. But hallelujah, God. We thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We give you all the honor, all the glory. We give you all the praise. You are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the Son of God to the going down of the sun, you are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for releasing the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, we lift this man of God up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Everything he stands in need of, oh God. We thank you for supplying every need. Everything that he has ministered. Everything that he has poured out, oh God. Restore him. God, we thank you for enlarging his territory. We thank you for keeping your hands upon him so that he will know no harm.
Yes, God.
Jabez prayed a specific prayer, and he asked that you would keep your hand upon him so that he would know no harm, God. And then he said, enlarge my territory. There is an enlargement that is taking place, oh God. And as
thank
I walk
Lord.
Over from my window over to the counter, God, I'm just in
thank
the spirit.
Lord.
I'm pulling out the curtain.
I'm
pulling out the curtain, God. Because you said stretch the curtain, oh God. And I Isaiah 54 and verse 2. So I thank you, God, for pulling up the pegs that had the curtain down. And I thank you, oh God, that he's just walking. And he's walking, God. And he's stretching. And he's crossing territory, unknown territories, God. And he's taking back territory for you. Use him as a hammer, God, as he speaks your word to break up the fallow ground, to break up everything that's not like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the breaker's anointing that is upon his life. And we pray, oh God, that you would break in pieces the oppressor, break in pieces those that fight against him, break in pieces, oh God, the witches and the warlocks that attack his body. God, you said in your word that the enemy will not be able to perform their wicked devices against him.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we say thank you, God, that every assignment of the enemy has been canceled tonight.
Thank
Everything that he has asked, and it has been covered up with red tape. Father,
cut the tape
tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Shuffle the paperwork, oh God, and let his paperwork come to the top. And when it gets to the top, my God, have an anointed man or woman of God to say
yes
in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, God, turn it around in the mighty name of Jesus.
God,
bless
you.
I pray that you will touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus to flush out everything that's not like you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for divine healing. You said you would restore him unto health, oh God, and that you would heal all of his wounds. And we speak divine healing. We speak divine breakthrough, oh God. Father, we thank you for strengthening him where he is weak and building him up, oh God, where he is torn.
Thank you, Lord.
But Father, we pray that you will take him even higher.
Thank you, Father.
And that as he continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto him. Now, God, as he was singing, I felt a quickening in my spirit, and I wanted to shout, but I had to be quiet as he was ministering. But I thank you for the gift of the psalmist. And I thank you for the gift of healing that is released when he is singing, when he is ministering, when he is praying the songs in the spirit, God. I thank you for using them on a higher level. And when he begins to sing, God, the atmosphere begins to change. And that's because of that breaker's anointing. And I thank you, oh God, for doing the new thing in him and through him. I pray for financial blessing and financial breakthrough. We thank you and celebrate you for the open doors and all that you have called him to do. Bless his home. Bless his wife. Bless their children. But God, we cover them right now with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, and we set up perimeters that the enemy cannot and will not cross. We cover their cars with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Now, God, he said we was pulling on him tonight because there was great expectancy. But we know that you are preparing him for the greater works. He even ministered on that. Jesus said greater works we will do. But we thank you for a fresh anointing upon him right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prophetic mantle that is upon his life, oh God. And we thank you that you're going to bring him before great people. And we thank you in advance for all that you have done and all that you are going to do. And we place a seal on everybody's word. We water those seeds, and we thank you for bringing the increase. And we thank you for letting everybody just remember him in their prayers throughout this week. And those that he told me to give his number so they could stay connected, we thank you for divine connections tonight, God. Something wonderful, something special took place tonight. And we ask that you do something special for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask those of you that would like to sow a seed into Prophet Wayne's life, please do so. Information is Angela Loveless. What is it, the dollar sign? Prophet Wayne, you say it, please.
The dollar sign, and then the A in Angela's capital, and then the L in Loveless's capital, and everything else is, what's that word? Everything else.
Lowercase.
Is
lowercase.
Y'all got me back drunk
okay.
now.
Well, we love you. you got that right. Look, my cats is sitting down behaving. Look at my window is open. If any neighbors walk by, they say, Lord, what is going on in their house? But to God be the glory. I'm drunk. I really am drunk, y'all. But to God be the glory. And anybody have anything to say to Prophet Wayne before we go? I feel the fire. Oh, my God. Woo,
yes.
Jesus. Oh, Rabashata. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name.
Thank you.
Oh, Rabashata. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Well, Prophet Wayne, you could give closing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Annie. You wanted to say something?
I'm encouraged, and I'm just thanking. I do. I'm just glad I got on tonight. I was like, I have to clean up this, get this house for my husband to come home. But thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Stacy. The link to get it so I could get on. Thank you so much. And
oh, you're welcome. Listen, every second Monday of the month, Prophet Wayne will be here. So please share the word. Invite your family, invite your friends, because God is doing something special, and he really want to, you know, what I love about Prophet Wayne is that he takes his time and he lingers with the people. Today, people don't take the time to pray and minister to the people, but he's old school, and that's why I played that song, Prophet Wayne, There's a Storm Out on the Ocean. We had to go old school tonight. But you could give closing remarks and close us out, please.
Okay. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for everybody that came. You really blessed me. And it's going to new dimensions. And everybody on this line, inspect next 30 days. Your financial climate to change. God's enlarge your territories and increase your borders because you're givers. And God knows when he makes you multimillionaires that you're not going to just put it on the house on the hill, which you'll have, and the fur on your back, which you'll have, which you'll give. And he'll karad, da-dan, 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 da-dan. And God's getting ready to send you spiritual armor bearers. There's going to be some more zeros in your bank accounts. I didn't say account, but accounts. You'll be going to H&R Block every 2 weeks because of the money. The soul's coming in. Somebody's going to open up the restaurant. Somebody, the glory of God's going to come on you. Somebody may have to use some vacation days to sit out just to bask in his glory. But there's a quick turnaround. There are times when God can inconvenience you. I'm getting ready to call it a banda because there's going to be more shootings that the devil's going to try to bring. But you will stand in the gap. You will be on call 24/7. But you're going to live the life of Christ. God's going to do his ministry through you. And you should provoke people in the body to jealousy. Because they'll say, my God, how are you so known? How are you walking in so much glory? You must be on TV. You must have a mega church. And you lead people. They'll see the loaves and the fish, but they'll come and get the glory. So, Father, we just close out, and I call the servants, and I call everybody blessed on this line. Thank you that the word of man on good ground. We bind you. Get out of a poverty, get out of a relationship, get out of marriage. And we thank you, Lord, that their sleep shall be sweet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. All right, love everyone. Have a blessed night. Oh, go ahead.
God bless you. Amen.
Yahweh bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Good night.
Good night.